Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 55, Writers Should Say Yes to New Experiences. It seems like writers are encouraged to do three things: apply bottom to chair, write regularly, and read a lot. This is great advice, and I encourage writers to do all three. But there are a lot of other things a person can do to become a stronger, more interesting writer. One of those things is to say yes to new experiences. I got this advice in a session at the first writing conference I ever went to. The presenter looked to be heading into middle age and didn't look like much of a risk taker. And she was saying we as writers should say yes to new experiences. She talked about how it would make us stronger writers because the more experiences we had, the more we could draw from in our writing. And that made so much sense to me. I thought, yeah, the more senses I tap into, the more memories I form, the more conversations I have, the more places I visit, the more I can write about. To give us an example from her life, she said in all those years she had never been water skiing, but she was given the opportunity and decided to give it a try. It's funny she used that example because I assume that for a lot of people that is not like a crazy new experience. But for me, it was. I had never been either. Something about it terrified me. It seemed like complete lack of control, like a carnival ride with no rails or safety harness. So I listened closely as she described her experience, about the sensation of the water spraying her face, about flying across the surface of the lake. And it sounded so appealing. She convinced me that new experiences would indeed give me more material for my writing. So I decided if I was given the opportunity to do something like that, I was going to say yes. Not too long after, I was given the opportunity to go water skiing. And because of her advice, I said yes. I got a quick explanation from my friend who would be driving the boat, and lots of other friends were on the shore bearing witness to my yes. They watched as I took hold of the handle. The boat took off. And I started to ski just a little bit, and then I had the most spectacular wipeout ever, at least according to my friends. They said they'd never seen such a thing. I toppled head over heel, and one of the skis popped off my foot, and it flew into the air and somehow flipped all around, and the tip jabbed me in the hip, gouging me deep. And from my experience, it was all in slow motion, and I was stunned, and I swam back to the shore, and I stood up, and I walked out of the water. My friends were all describing the event, and they're all gesturing wildly to reenact the flipping, and I couldn't even speak. I walked back to the house where we were staying, and I just sat for a while, alone, trying to settle my discombobulated, disoriented self. And I thought, is that what that writer meant when she said we needed new experiences? Because I sure did get a new set of sensations. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's not what she meant. But yes, I can use that. I did tap into more senses. I did form new memories. And I did have more to write about. I thought I was just going to be writing about the joy of zooming across the water's surface. But instead, if I can recreate that crazy topsy-turvy scene in a short story or an essay or a podcast, I've got material. That was worth it. So, you know, I think she's right. Go ahead and take the trip. Try the zip line. Explore the cave. Hike the mountain. Tour that museum. Visit that distant relative. And if you've never gone water skiing, I think you should say yes at least once. Because even if an experience doesn't turn out quite the way you imagined or expected, you'll have more to write about when you take that other advice to apply bottom to chair and write. So go ahead and say yes to that new experience. Regardless of the outcome, your life is going to be richer, and so will your writing. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.